You're listening to Her Majesty's Internet. We now bring you a special presentation by It's Not Rounders.
Hello and welcome to the It's Not Rounders podcast, the podcast dedicated to British baseball. Later on in this week's show, we'll be talking to Mike Smith of the Norwich Iceni. You can also find out the scores from last week and this week's fixtures, but first we've got a couple of quick messages to pass on. As we mentioned at the start of the month, Major League Baseball will be hosting a home run derby in Hyde Park on the 4th of July. And BSUK are looking for volunteers around a British baseball family to help out with the event. If you want to be a part of something which could help the popularity of the sport grow in this country, then get in touch with BSUK and be part of the action. And while we're on the subject of appealing for help, we'd like to start our own appeal here at It's Not Rounders. As you know, the podcast is dedicated to British baseball and to helping the sport grow in this country. And one thing we'd like to do is to profile some important players from the history of baseball to give those new to the game a starting off point if they want to delve into the extensive history of our favourite sport. So get in touch with a comment on Facebook or Twitter or send an email to notrounders@gmail.com telling us who you'd like to learn a little bit about and we'll provide. Don't forget, we also want to talk to someone from every club in the country. So if you're listening and your club hasn't been on, get in touch. Here are the scores from last weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League, the Dublin Hurricanes 14, the Dublin Black Sox 1. And in the B-League, the Ashbourne Giants 8, the Dublin Hurricanes 7. The Ulster Buccaneers 7, the Cavan Comets 18, and in Game 2, the Bucks 13, the Comets 2. In Baseball Scotland, the Edinburgh Giants 5, the Edinburgh Diamond Devils 6. In the BBF, in the National League, the Hearts Falcons 9, the London Capitals 11. In the AA, the East London Latin Boys 11, the London Marauders 9. The Richmond Barons 20, the Brighton Redhawks 10, and in Game 2, the Barons 10, the Redhawks 11. The game between the Dawsill Spitfires and the Hearts Hawks, result not yet in. Richmond Dragons 2, the Tunbridge Wildcats 12, and in Game 2, the Dragons 18, the Wildcats 13. The fixture between the Longeaton Storm and the Stourbridge Titans was forfeited by the Storm. And finally, the Milton Keynes Bucks 4, Birmingham Bandits 14, and in Game 2, the Bucks 6, the Bandits 11. And in the Single A, the Richmond Dukes 31, the Tunbridge Bobcats 16, the Guildford Goldcats 16, the Cambridge Monarchs 26. The game between the Norwich Iceni and the Old Timers was forfeited by the Old Timers. The Essex Archers 23, the Forest Glade Redbacks 16, the Bracknell Inferno 3, the Guildford Millers 19. And finally, the Kent Mariners 13, the London Musketeers 29. Here are the fixtures for this weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League, the Dublin Black Sox are at the Dublin Hurricanes. And in the B-League, the Belfast North Stars are at the Greystones Mariners. For more information, go to baseballireland.com. In the League of Scotland, the Edinburgh Giants are at the Glasgow Galaxy and the Glasgow Comets are at the Edinburgh Cannons. For more information, go to baseballscotland.com. In the South West Baseball League, the Exeter Spitfires are at the Bristol Badgers, the Newton Brewers are at the Taunton Musketeers, the Taunton Muskets are at the Plymouth Mariners, and the Bristol Bats are at the St Austell Claycutters. For more information, search the South West Baseball League on Facebook. In the Northern League All Games double headers, the Bolton Robots of Doom are at the Liverpool Trojans, the Hull Scorpions second team are at the Cartmel Valley Lions, the Manchester Torrent are at the Halton Jags, and the Nottingham Rebels are at the Hull Scorpions. The County Durham Spartans are at the Manchester A's, and the Liverpool Trojans are at the Sheffield Blade Runners. For more information, go to BritishBaseballLeague.com. In the BBF, in the National League, all doubleheaders, the Essex Arrows are at the London Mets, the Brighton Jets are at the Southampton Mustangs, and the Hearts Falcons are at the London Capitals. In the AAA, all these games being played at Roundshaw Park, the Richmond Knights play the Oxford Kings, the London Meteorites play the London Mammoths, before the Mammoths play the Knights and the Kings play the Meteorite. In the AA, the Sidewinders are at the Brighton Redhawks, the Tunbridge Wildcats are at the Dawes Hill Spitfires, the Southampton Mustangs are at the Richmond Dragons. In the Central, both double headers here, the Milton Keynes Bucks are at the Longeaton Storm, and the Birmingham Bandits are at the Leicester Blue Sox. And in the Single A, in the Central, all games double headers, the East Midlands Wolfpack are at the Birmingham Outlaws, and the Northants Centurions are at the Stourbridge Tomahawks. And then in the South, all single headers, the Cambridge Monarchs are at the Norwich Iceni, the Tunbridge Bobcats are at the Hearts Raptors, the Kent Mariners are at the Essex Archers, the Bracknell Inferno are at the Forest Glade Redbacks, the Guildford Millers are at the Old Timers, and the London Musketeers are at the Richmond Dukes. For more information, go to britishbaseball.org. Go and watch some baseball. We'll be back for the bottom half of this week's episode, an interview with Mike Smith of the Norwich Iceni, after a message from one of our sponsors.
Feeling like you're going nowhere, lacking patience or self-discipline? You need Walks with Alan Jones, the new audiobook from Mordecai and Geezer. Listen as Alan talks you through some of his favourite walks in Leicester, Birmingham and Milton Keynes. Walks with Alan Jones, available in all good bookshops and some rubbish ones as well.
This is Martin Maloney, head coach and right fielder of the Northants Centurions, and I listen to the It's Not Rounders podcast.
Joining us for the bottom half of this week's episode is the chair of the Norwich Iceni. It's Mike Smith. Mike, good to have you on the show.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. So, the Norwich Iceni are a new club this season. Those of you who are regular listeners will know that's a new team that we've been talking about on the fixture list and so on. So, Mike, how did the club get started in the first place?
Well, it's a relatively recent thing, really. So the club kind of first came about in about late sort of 2015.
Okay.
It was basically started by there were four founding members of the club, and we all played together for the University of East Anglia side.
Yes,
the Blue Sox, indeed, yeah. And so we were playing for them, and coming to the end of our time at university, but wanting to continue playing baseball. But to do that, there wasn't really anything in the area that would allow us to do that. The kind of nearest club at that point would have been Cambridge or Haverhill, who were both kind of about an hour away. So we kind of took it upon ourselves to try and get something set up for ourselves.
That's good. And so where did the name come from?
So the name is actually quite a common name within Norfolk and Suffolk, really. So it comes from a kind of Iron Age tribe of people who lived in this part of East Anglia, led by Queen Boadicea, who people might have heard of. And so they fought against the Roman invasion. So that's kind of where the name comes from.
I like that. I like that a club that you would embrace that local heritage. I think that's very important.
It's nice to have a kind of local angle on it. If it was up to me, we'd be the Norwich Partridges. But unfortunately, I lost that vote, so that's fine. That's fine.
Fair play to you for trying it, though. So, are a lot of your players players from the Blue Sox, from the UEA Blue Sox, or is it a larger catchment?
So we still have, obviously, you know, a lot of us have now left the university, but we still have kind of good relations with the university team. We have a number of current students kind of on our committee and are heavily involved in kind of the running of the club, which is fantastic. So we have kind of a lot of student members. But we do also, especially this year, been kind of growing our membership from outside, the kind of student population within the city, and we're kind of picking people from all over the place, really. It's in terms of membership, it's kind of growing all the time, really. We're always getting people in contact saying, you know, they've been watching baseball for a while and are kind of keen to get involved, and which is always really encouraging.
Yeah, no, completely. And I guess, I mean, you guys have, being in Norwich, you have an extra kind of challenge, I suppose, in that most games are going to be quite a big journey.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's, I'd imagine we're probably everyone's least favourite away trip for the year. Unfortunately, all of our away trips are fairly hefty. I think the kind of average away trip is about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Is just an unfortunate piece of geography for us.
So let's talk about you a little bit, Mike. How did you get into playing baseball? You were playing at the UEA Blue Sox, but were you playing? Did you have an interest before, or was it just at university?
So my kind of interest in baseball, I guess, started kind of in the early 2000s, really. So I particularly enjoyed your episode a couple of weeks ago. You were speaking to Johnny Gould,
yes,
who used to present Baseball on 5 in the middle of the night. So at that around that time, I was sort of just finishing sixth form around that time, and me and a few of my friends were kind of get home late at night after, you know, studying in the library.
Of course.
And, just kind of end up watching this game at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, not really understanding what we were watching, to be honest, but knowing that we were enjoying it.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my first exposure to it then. But then just kind of went off to university for the first time there then, and just kind of forgot about baseball, really. And it wasn't until I kind of went back in 2012 to do postgraduate study, that again back at UEA, and was looking for something to do to kind of take my mind off work a bit and just something a bit different, because like most people, I've played football, rugby, cricket growing up, but just kind of felt that I wanted to do something a bit different, you know, and take advantage of the kind of range of opportunities that were available at the university. And so at that point, I came back to baseball and was like, I wonder if I could actually play this sport and give it a go. And just from kind of day one, really, just fell in love with the sport and just knew, like, this is something that I really kind of want to get heavily involved with, really.
And whereabouts do you play in the field, or are you a pitcher?
No, definitely not a pitcher. Not yet, anyway. So I'm mainly kind of outfield, play a lot of time in centre field. I played a bit of third base as well in my time.
Uh-huh.
Still getting used to the infield, though. It's much easier just to drift off and daydream in the outfield, you know. You have to pay attention in the infield.
Yeah.
Still getting the hang of that.
I'm the opposite, not in terms of attention, but I really don't like playing in the outfield, and much prefer playing in the infield because I have to pay attention. I think, in the outfield, I still struggle. I mean, I'm in my sixth season of playing, and I still struggle to judge the flight of a fly ball and so on. So often I'm running under things, and it's very embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different. I guess it's some people, it's, you know, a concentration thing, and some people just can't get on with it. You know, you might get one or two opportunities to field a ball in an entire game.
Yeah,
and some just can't get on with that. They want to be involved in every single play. Whereas I think I like, you know, the opportunity. You might not make many plays, but you get the opportunity to make really spectacular plays occasionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's always exciting.
No, I like that. I can see that angle on it, definitely. So we're doing this interview actually a week in advance of when it will go out. So we don't want to tempt fate here, but it's a little caveat just in case. The Norwich Iceni are one of only two teams currently undefeated in British baseball. The Birmingham Bandits in the AA Central. And you guys are undefeated so far. Five wins, five games.
Yeah, it's going amazingly well so far this year. Yeah, we've had a little bit of luck occasionally, sort of here and there, but generally we've really seen some great performances so far this season, and obviously being our first year in the BBF leagues, we played some friendlies last year against a few teams, a few games against Cambridge and Brentwood and a few other teams, and kind of had mixed results. So it was kind of always difficult to judge this year sort of how it might go. So obviously coming in at the single A level, we weren't exactly sure how it was going to go. And from kind of my point of view as chair of the club, my number one priority for this year was just to fulfill all of our fixtures. First.
Yeah.
If we can get nine people out on the field, every Sunday, then I'm going to be more than happy with that. So to have not only done that, but to have kind of started off the way we have is obviously really pleasing. So
have your goals for the season changed now that you have seen how you've started?
Obviously everyone's getting very excited about the way we're playing at the moment. I don't want to get too kind of ahead of ourselves. Like there's still, there's some really good teams in our division. Like I say, we played Cambridge a few times last year and we know that they're a really good side. So we've got a game against the Monarchs coming up soon, which should be a really good test for us.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be playing baseball regularly, to be honest. For me, that's just being out on a sunny Sunday afternoon is a fantastic way to spend your time, I think.
No, I couldn't agree more on that front. So, obviously an exciting time to be playing baseball in Norwich. How can people get involved if they're listening to this?
If anyone's listening to this and wants to get involved and play baseball or just watch baseball or get involved with the running of the club, we'd always welcome new members. Happy to show people the ropes and teach them the basics. So if they can, they can either go to our website, which is norwichbaseball.co.uk, and they can find details on how to get in contact with us on there, or they can find us on Facebook, search for Norwich Baseball Club. They can find us, or we're also on Twitter. They search for Norwich Ball on Twitter, and they'll find us on there. And just send us a message, and we'll get back to you right away and let you know how you can start playing baseball.
That's fantastic, Mike. Thank you very much for giving up your time, and we look forward to following the progress of the Norwich Iceni this season.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Stuart. Appreciate it.
And that's the final out on another episode of the It's Not Rounders podcast. Thanks to Mike Smith of the Norwich Iceni for telling us all about his club. Thanks to Andy Morley for writing our theme music and to Ben Sound for providing the supplementary music used during the show. If you'd like to get involved in a future episode, or you've got any suggestions of content for future episodes, please get in touch via a comment on Facebook or on Twitter using the handle NotRounders, or send an email to notrounders@gmail.com. Thanks for swinging by. We'll be back next week.